This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight. We're just a couple of days away from the inauguration. A lot of people are talking about what's, of course, happening in D.C. There are streets closed off. There are protests planned. There are people who are planning on going to the inauguration. It's the current president moving out. It's the changing of the guard in Washington. And, you know, now seeing a new president come in with a 40% approval rating, and so much conversation over what is this going to be like. There's no roadmap, in other words, for this president, I guess is the way to say it. And I know many of you have sent me your thoughts, and there's a lot of pro and there's frankly a lot of con. So it's been interesting to watch as we're just days away from this. I have a quick reminder for everyone here at the top of the show. Don't forget that on Wednesday, we're going to do Nail the Score. And Nail the Score will be both the AFC and the NFC game. So you have a chance to nail the score. We'll take your calls. You have a chance. It's going to be in the second hour, the last segment. We'll take your calls. And we will also take anybody's guess as long as they get it in that, you know, 12-minute period at the tail end up to the top of the hour, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. All right, here's a couple of quick hits right off the top. And when I say quick hits, we see that the streets are transforming into a fortress, as it's been described, which you would expect with the kind of security that you have to have at an inauguration. So, you know, naturally, that completely makes sense to me. You've got Obama finishing up what's left of his administration, whatever policies. There's a big school policy they're trying to get through, and we'll see what happens there. I talked about it at the tail end of the last hour. And, you know, then we have the Super Bowl crushing upon us, and I mentioned that we're going to do Nail the Score, your chance to win prizes and bragging rights from America Tonight. And we don't know yet who that team's going to be. A lot of people think it may be the Packers and the Patriots, which to me would be pretty incredible that you would have those two teams. Not so much the Patriots, but the Packers, the way Aaron Rodgers has, like a surgeon, led this team back into the promised land. And I know there's a lot of cheeseheads out there listening. And is there a better MVP than Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. If you can tell me who's better, then let me know. Right? But how about this? This kind of sneaks in. Of all those big stories I mentioned, and I just happen to see this because, of course, our tie to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but Texas is talking about raising the smoking age to 21. For a decade, there's been this concept of Democrats and doctors that are trying to find ways to keep Texans, especially kids, from picking up that habit. But now there's some backing. So Texas is going to become, or set to become, just the third state to hike the smoking age above 19. One of the representatives who's pushing this says we can move the bill forward and has definite support that they say they have the best chance that they've ever had. Raising the minimum legal age to buy stuff like cigarettes and chewing tobacco has been the goal for, like I said, for 10 years. But Republicans are saying it's infringement on personal liberty and could cost the state millions of dollars in lost tax revenue. And wow. So in 2009, it got through the Senate, died in the House, and 11, 13, and 15 never made it off the starting block. But now they've got bipartisan support. It's interesting because I was thinking about this the other day when I don't smoke. I was in an airport and they were selling cartons of cigarettes, and I couldn't believe the price of a carton of cigarettes. Some of you who are smokers can completely understand that. I can remember, because, you know, it was different how smoking used to be perceived and what it was, and we were talking about cancer. I mean, we would wrap up, for goodness sake, cartons of cigarettes for my grandmother. It was like a birthday present for her. I'm thinking, boy, now it'd be, it's like handing a brick of gold, an expensive habit, no doubt. But raising the tobacco purchase age to 21, they say, could result in an additional 12% decrease in tobacco use among adults. That's according to a report last year from the National Academy of Medicine. And imagine the tobacco companies fighting that pull and that push over it. They say on the other side of it, Texas would save over $5 billion in health care costs over 25 years. They say the problem is preterm births would be reduced, so that would help that by over 11% in 20 years in tobacco-related illnesses. Watch this one closely, because, again, that would be the third state and bipartisan support. So not like before. This time around, you've got both sides saying, okay, we think this is probably a good idea, so we're going to do it. Wow. I mean, that's mind-blowing when you think about it. But there you go. So I got a bunch of emails about Trump and the approval ratings, and the approval ratings came out, the CNN ORC poll came out anyway, and talking about the transition and some of the confidence isn't there. So Donald Trump's going to become president with an approval rating of just 40%, according to this new poll, the lowest of any recent president, and 44 points below Obama, the 44th president. And part of it is because of what we talked about in the first hour, the massive amount of vitriol in this whole political process this time around. And one of the key things that came out in this poll, for what it's worth, is some people didn't like the handling of the transition and whether he can handle the job. About 53% said Trump's statements and actions since Election Day have made them less confident in his ability to handle the presidency. And the public, though, is split, and we know this from America Tonight, pretty evenly on whether Trump will be a good or poor president. I had dinner the other night with, you know, I say this all the time, I've got all kinds of people in my life, liberal, conservative, friends are friends, and we can agree to disagree. So I had dinner with one of my more liberal friends, and he said an interesting thing to me. He said, you know, I don't understand the not my president thing, because he is the president, and not wishing this to go well, it doesn't make sense, because any president, whether it was the one you voted for or not, wouldn't we want it to go well, because this is our country? And this is a guy who didn't vote for him. This is a guy who never has voted for a Republican, even, period. And I thought, wow, an interesting way to look at that in this really unknown territory, because there's no political record for Donald Trump, where mostly we've had that with previous candidates. I mean, even Barack Obama, not a ton of experience, but he had a record of politics and the traditional route of, you know, being that lawyer who does the thing in his state and then ends up in the Senate for such a short period of time and then becomes president of the United States. But there's no track record of that sort here. So stay tuned. The inauguration is on Friday. And stay tuned. We'll be back with more on America Tonight.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Interesting talking to Frank Shamrock about cannabis and the approval of cannabis in California and what all that means. And, you know, people are talking about the effect of marijuana on the brain. And so we switch and continue to talk about the brain. And a subject that I talk about a lot on all of my shows is concussions. And, you know, like in the NFL, the concussion protocol. And what about young athletes and how quickly they come back from a concussion? Or do we wait too long to come back from a concussion? It's been all kinds of studies and all kinds of arguments about what is right and what is wrong. And there was a study that just came out, and the AP pumped out an article on it that talked about inactivity following a concussion could actually make symptoms worse. What? For children, I was so stunned when I read this. So we've got in our virtual green room Dr. Brandon Brock. He's with the Cerebrum Health Centers, which is one of the nation's leading neurological centers, and they got locations in Dallas and in Atlanta, and who knows, maybe more in the future. Hey, Dr. Brock, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I hope your New Year's was good.
My New Year's was great. So here we are in 2017, and you know this, and you're right in the middle of this game of arguments over what the brain can do, can't do, that kind of stuff. So first of all, let me ask you about this. With concussion protocol in the NFL, do you think the NFL is now finally doing a little bit more or not enough to help in that area?
Well, I think that after their lawsuit, they realized that they have to do something. And so they've minimalized head-to-head contact, you know, helmet-to-helmet contact, and they've started, you know, fining people to the point to where it hurts their pocketbook. So you've seen a change in behavior of some of the hits with some players. Some players obviously don't pay as much attention to it, but I think that's a good step. And then they're doing things to protect the quarterback, but that's just one player on the field. I think they've done some good stuff, but, you know, when you put gigantic guys that can run really fast on a field that are all angry and trying to win a game, there's there's going to be head injuries. It's just like smoking cigarettes causes cancer.
Yeah.
Football causes head injuries. And I don't know what to tell you. That's just the way it's going to be, and people need to understand it, be informed, and then play if they want.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's it. We're responsible. You have to decide what you want to do. So what I first started with was inactivity following a concussion. What have we learned about symptoms? Is it true it makes symptoms worse for children, and why is that?
Well, this is a really, I mean, let's kind of discuss this. Inactivity means like maybe laying in a dark room with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
That does not mean that inactivity could mean you don't go to football practice and get clobbered again. I agree with that inactivity, but I don't necessarily agree with not doing anything to activate your brain at a rate that you can tolerate. So you may do some neurological exercises or some light reading or some other things that are something that the patient can deal with. But, you know, this whole thing about getting them back out on the field quicker is just going to do nothing but put them in at risk, because if you get another head injury too soon, it compounds the effect of inflammation in your brain. Oof. And now your next concussion will be twice as bad with half the force. You know?
Yeah, and it's about inflammation, right?
Well, we're finding a lot of it is. I mean, there's these immune cells in your brain called glial cells or microglial cells, and what happens is after a head injury, they have to clean up the mess. And so they stay on for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And this is why we're real big about not allowing people to return to play until we feel like those cells have turned off, they've cleaned up the debris, and you don't have any symptoms with physical activity. That doesn't mean you can't do physical activity. We're talking about the physical activity that relates to your sport, like volleyball or soccer or something, okay?
Right, right.
Now, if you get another head injury while these cells are still cleaning up the party, you know, then what happens is they decide to genetically change and they stay on twice as long the next time. And then if you get another head injury during that time period of the second concussion and you get a third one, they may stay on forever. And what we're finding is when they stay on forever, you just stay inflamed. And when you stay inflamed, cells die slowly over your lifetime. And that's one of the components of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which you're seeing in the NFL.
Ooh. Yeah, and go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the goal is you can be active, just don't do anything that would flare those cells up. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so for young athletes, I mean, really, if you're a parent of a young athlete, you have to know the facts. I think people don't know the facts. Do you find that, Doc?
Oh, yeah, they don't. I mean, they think this. Okay, Billy Bob was playing football Friday night, and, you know, he got his bell rung, and, you know, come Tuesday of the next week, he feels great again. Let's go ahead and start letting him play football again. Well, my thing is, he may be feeling better, and he's telling you that, but he hasn't had any really specific testing. Those cells are still on. And if he gets another concussion during that time period, he's going to be in trouble. I really think that there needs to be mandatory time frames where people are out of their sport that injured them. But, of course, they need to be mentally active when they can tolerate things. They may not be able to do their schoolwork for a week or two, but they can go back to that. And then they can go back to light exercise. But to put them back out on the field and to start getting their head hit again is basically unrealistic in a world of that I live in. I mean, somebody's going to get hurt, and then the second concussion doesn't go away. They stay symptomatic for 9, 10, 11 months.
Yeah, and tell us about that. At the Cerebrum Health Centers, obviously this is the work that you do. What specific things are you focusing on? Is it just across the board, the gamut of brain injuries?
Well, this is really a good topic for us because we really focus on taking care of that activity that you're talking about. Like, yes, we want them to do physical activity with their brain, but at a rate they can metabolically tolerate it, number one. Number two, we want to activate the part of the brain that we feel has suffered the most damage so that it can recover, number three, we want to activate the brain in a way to where it's now all functioning together like a symphony, okay? Not one area functioning very high, one area functioning very low. And then number four, we want to make sure that you have the right dietary stuff, the right nutritional stuff, so that your cells don't stay on and you stay inflamed and they can recover faster and you have the right metabolic capacity to heal. And, you know, we do this through a series of exercises, nutrition, maybe sometimes there's medications that are needed, but we specialize in giving people that exercise they need during that time period where traditional medicine has said, don't do anything but just sit there and be in a dark room. So we're kind of the in-between. Don't go back out in the field, but don't just be completely sedentary. Let's do something that's going to make you function better again.
Yeah. And are we, it seems like we're seeing, and maybe it's because now we understand it a little bit more. You're a doctor, you know that there's a lot of focus on this. So in one way, that's the good news because there are more studies, there is more information. You're doing the work you're doing. We're seeing a lot of discussion on it. That can only get better, I would assume, for people who could go down a very dark rabbit hole if they didn't know what was happening to them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people take concussion after concussion after concussion in a short time period, and they end up with really bad, bad damage. And sometimes we can't get rid of the symptoms. It's just it's now become a fact or a part of their life. And it's a sad deal, but there needs to be the education on it. It doesn't matter really how your kid feels. They need some time to recover. It's just like a cut may not hurt anymore, but it doesn't mean there's not a scab there, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't have stitches in it. You know, it just needs to heal.
Yeah, boy, that's a great analogy. And this is, by the way, you know, we focus so much on boys, but it's girls too, right? Soccer and other sports where they can get concussions.
Yeah, girls soccer is debatably probably number two or three on the list behind, you know, football, obviously. But girls soccer, especially females that have weaker necks, and they're not really developed yet, they are very, very prone for concussion. We are noticing that a stronger neck individual and somebody that has a little bit more physical prowess is much less, you know, apt to get a concussion from something like heading a ball or, you know, something that's non-accidental. It's intentional, and they're trying to do that activity. Obviously, if you ram heads with somebody on accident, you're not ready for it. Muscles may be lax or they're not ready for the blow, but when you're heading the ball, you know, we just want people to be physically mature, their neck strong enough, and they can tolerate what they're doing.
Yeah, good stuff, good information. Check out Dr. Brandon Brock and the Cerebrum Health Center. Just go to cerebrum.com. Thanks, Dr. Brock.
You bet, and thank you for having me on, and have a great 2017.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Last couple of days heading into the new year was what happened with the Hollywood sign when they turned it, a guy turned it into Hollyweed. Hilarious, but to the point of our culture and cannabis and what's happening with more states approving not just medical marijuana but recreational use. Who better to have on this show than former UFC champion Frank Shamrock, co-host of a new educational cannabis TV talk show called The Bake Out. Frank, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, what was your reaction? I know you had to laugh out loud to the Hollywood sign being flipped to Hollyweed.
Oh, I just had the best belly laugh, because if you've hung out in Hollywood any time in the past year or so, it has turned to Hollyweed. Every TV show, every, you know, pilot, pretty much everything is sort of tinted with green right now.
And that's because finally there's been such a big push, especially in California, to legalize recreational use in marijuana. I thought it was shocking that Colorado and a few other states actually had recreational use before California. So finally that happens. Is there a movement to try to overturn it?
You know, there's some rumblings, but I don't think, you know, I think socially this is a movement that's it's pushed past, you know, the law, and, you know, it's chipping away at the federal law, but certainly socially it's not that thing that people are afraid to talk about. talk about anymore, and it's really truly being recognized as medicine now, which, you know, that I think is the biggest step forward.
Yeah, so tell us about the bakeout. What's the idea behind the bakeout? To tell us ways to use marijuana, how it's being used, what people are doing, the latest, greatest, coolest equipment. What is it about?
Pretty much everything. And I think most importantly, you know, starting at the beginning and kind of telling the history of cannabis, the plant itself, and how it's been in our culture and where it's now. And then also, yeah, the best ways to take it, the latest ways to take it, what the greatest science is, kind of what's out there. We're making a show for people that don't really know what it is. And, you know, my co-host, he has no idea what it is. He's a celebrity diet nutrition. Like, he is completely on the other side of this spectrum. And he's looking forward to learning about it with the audience. And I think that's one of the cool things about the show is my buddy Robert has no idea what's going on, and he's about to have his whole mind blown with this, you know, ancient plant.
I love that. So one of the things that you've revealed is that you have been using cannabis for several years. I would imagine that helps you. It certainly helped you, I would think, with the whole fighting thing, right?
100%. Yeah, and I started taking it. You know, I dabbled when I was a kid and, you know, smoked it when I was a teenager. But it wasn't until I really became serious about, you know, I think I won my third or fourth world title, and I was really looking for some pain relief and some pain management. Because, when I was 16, they told me I was never going to play sports. I'd cracked my spine and I needed spinal surgery and, like, all this other stuff. And, you know, I turned to natural medicine and had tremendous success. So when I was about 33, I got real serious about cannabis as a medicine, and, you know, it became my pain management tool, my relaxation tool, my sleep aid, and I went on to win, you know, more world titles and set more world records, but I could have never done that without the medicine of cannabis.
Yeah, and I cover a lot of athletes, and certainly we see this in football, and they don't talk about it as much. Off the record, they do, but that's the same thing that they're saying. Listen, we're like freight trains coming at each other on the line with the speed of the NFL. You were in the octagon, so you understand that. And it's the incredible pain that they say there's no question. I've talked to several linemen about it, that there is something that marijuana does to your body and to your psyche that helps you bounce back.
Well, even more so, it actually heals your brain. It has just been all the science is coming about the neuroplasticity of it, and especially for football players. In my game, I can avoid getting hit in the head. I can, you know, I got a million techniques to take out my opponent. But in that game, you're literally running your head into other men's heads, you know, at 250, 300 pounds, and the force of that is hurting the brain. You know, it's been proven. In fact, the federal government holds the patent on it that this will cure your hurt brain, and that, you know, that the NFL doesn't have access to it, and that they're just, you know, ignoring the social uses, and that every player is doing it. It just seems insane.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seems insane, too. So saying that, do you think more states are going to follow with what's happened with California? I mentioned that, you know, we already have it legalized in Colorado, and there are six states, other states besides California, that have recreational marijuana. There's certainly a path to that. Do you think we're going to see more states pass it?
I definitely think you're going to see more states, and especially with California, because with California will come that bigger social awareness and that giant flood of money. And, you know, one of the things that has stopped cannabis from really being recognized for its power is it's federally illegal, so we can't spend money to research it because we can't get the product and we can't do the research. So it's, you know, these are caretakers. These are people that are taking it upon themselves, trying to find the medicine through trial and error. But now that we've got this big, you know, now that California's jumped aboard, I think you're going to see a floodgate of money and a floodgate of research come out that really starts pointing to what this thing can do, what it is and what it isn't. And that's really what the show is about. What is cannabis? And I've been told a million things, and I was taught, you know, all kinds of stuff when I was younger, but I'm finding out now what it truly is, and I want to share that, because if I could plant a seed in my backyard and I could grow my family's medicine and I could help care for my family's personal medicine for pennies on a dollar, perfectly natural, why wouldn't I choose that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you choose that? I think it's a great question to pose. Tell us a secret we don't know. What was the most, I guess, revealing thing that you found out about cannabis when you did research, talked to more people about it? What did you find out that just blew your mind?
Well, the biggest thing for me was the fact that our federal government says and schedules this drug as a Schedule 1 drug, meaning there is no medical use whatsoever, and it is horribly, terribly wrong for you. That's the classification. And yet they hold, our own government holds a patent on cannabis as a neuroprotectant. So our government is saying, it's terrible, don't use it, there's no use for it. And conversely, they hold a patent on its ability to protect your brain. So this in and of itself is a giant lie that if I were in a sport and I were getting hit in the head, which I was, this is the kind of stuff that athletes need to be aware of and need to be taught. And I was taught this was a gateway drug. If you consume cannabis, you'll be on heroin next and you'll be homeless. And all of those teachings, in my opinion, were misguided.
Yeah, you know, there's so many people are coming out and they're saying similar things. And what the argument, and you know this, Frank, is, and we're speaking to Frank Shamrock, who was just King Kong in the octagon, I'll say, UFC stud, and now is doing the bakeout for everybody who may have just joined us. So one of the things that's talked about is, oh, it's a gateway drug, it's a gateway drug. Do you consider it a gateway drug?
Well, if you think it's a gateway, I would call it a gateway to championships, all of my dreams and achieving everything necessary in my life. Because it was just a gateway for me to become successful. I could have never done it without it, because the pain of what I have physically to my body is beyond. You know, I'm a patient, or I should be a patient,
right,
consuming pain medication all day. When you talk about gateway, you talk about addiction, and then you got to define addiction. An addiction is anything that you cannot stop doing that's bad for you. And that's the bottom line. So if you're consuming cannabis becomes bad for you, and you stop doing your job or this, that, and the other, you got a problem. But same with alcohol, and same with every other drug, and same with every other thing that you can consume to addict or mess up your life.
Yeah.
Except for cannabis is actually good for you. It actually heals your cells, and it doesn't destroy your body, and it doesn't give you a hangover. So, you know, it's just been sort of vilified and repositioned as this thing that could do all these things. The truth is, it does all these good things, and for whatever reason, it has been put on this other area. You know, there's over 140, you know, psychoactive chemicals and positive chemicals in this cannabis, and there's one tiny one that we look at, and that's THC. We get all upset about this. But all those other ones are really, really good for you. And when you talk to the social movement of people using cannabis, they're not trying to get high. They're trying to solve their human ailments.
Yeah.
And this plant will do it. And you don't, you know, if you want to go get high, that's a whole other conversation. And if you want to be an alcoholic, if you got issues in your addictive life, that's a whole other conversation. But to think that this plant takes you there, I think is a complete misnomer.
Yeah. Hey, got to ask you this last question. The Kingdom, I love that show that's all about UFC. I think it is so well done. Is it accurate? Do you like it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I like it. I love it. It's as accurate as you could get without probably getting in more trouble. Like I was there in the beginning. Like, it was so hardcore. There was no rules. There was no weight classes. It was really you showed up, you like grabbed your manhood by the reins and you went in and did it. And, but to see its development on screen and especially with wonderful characters and stuff, I just love it. I mean, I was a fan first. I was definitely afraid to do it, but after I did it, I just fell in love with it. And I think once you see this sport, you can't look away. It's too cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's too cool, too. We want to say that the Bakeout premieres on Wednesday, January 25th at 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Eastern at bakeout.tv. Frank, you're a delight. We'll have you back on again. Thank you.
All right on. Thank you.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Very pleased to be joined, he's in our virtual green room right now, by Coach Steve McBride. He's the head track and field coach for Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, and he's the co-executive director of Texas Track and Field Coaches Association as well. But here's what's really cool. He's going to tell us about this incredible event that's coming back to North Texas after being gone for 30 years. And you know what it is? It's a major indoor track and field event. And I cannot believe it's going to be out at one of the most beautiful places I've seen. I know I've talked about this on the show, going out to cover the Cowboys at the Ford Center at the Star. This is where everybody's going to compete. We're talking about 3,000 athletes representing 30 colleges and universities. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, Coach McBride, this is a huge event, isn't it? Put it in perspective for us.
Well, like you said, it's the first time in 30 years that there's been a major indoor meet in North Texas. It's going back to the old Reunion Arena days when they had the Dallas Times Herald and Dallas Morning News indoor games. We're very fortunate that this is going to be able to occur. We've worked really hard in a quick time to make this happen, and the Cowboys have been most gracious and very helpful in helping us be able to do this.
And so explain what's going to happen here, because when people are listening, they say, oh, track and field classic, you know, what does that mean? And I mentioned that you were going to have athletes, high school athletes and college athletes. So these are the best of the best, right?
Yes, it is. We have approximately 34, right now, 34 colleges coming in for two separate meets on two separate days. And then we're looking at around 1,800 to 2,000 high school athletes to compete on 2 days also.
So when these athletes compete, they compete in what you normally would see in track and field, whether it's, you know, 200 meters, et cetera, right?
Right. Now, here's the difference. I don't know, you know, there's some people that are not very, you know, up to date with indoor track. There's not 100 meters, it's 60 meters. It's a 200-meter bank track that they'll compete on, and then the 60 meters will be run on the infield portion of it in a straightaway. Think of NASCAR, except people are running. And because it'll be a bank track where they'll go into it, and it'll help them to be able to increase their speed coming off the curve and so forth.
Yeah, and coming off that curve, there's another caveat to all of this, because the actual track is this sanctioned high-tech track that's been built for speed. Explain the track to us.
It is a replica of last year's 2016 Indoor World Championships that was in Portland, Oregon. The company is in Estonia that manufactured this. It's already been shipped over. It's about to be put on trucks and shipped up from Houston. It's in the port now. And it's going to be extremely fast. It's made to be extremely fast.
Yeah, and, you know, I mentioned this. I talked about, obviously, when I mentioned that you were the coach for Texas A&M University, and you've seen some incredible athletes in your time. What is it that somebody will have to do in this competition to excel and win?
Well, we expect there to be some performances that are going to approach national records, even in the high school rank. We have... As of yesterday, we have the top high school shot putter in the nation has registered and is coming to our meet. We have a couple other prep athletes that are the two top jumpers, long jump and triple jump in America at high school age. And then we're also putting together, we have an elite pole vault group, an international group, and it's actually going to be professional athletes that are going to jump for pay. And there's prize money involved in that.
Wow. Pole vaulting is so fun to watch pole vaulting. I have to tell you, Coach, I tried it once. Oh, it was scary to me. I did not make it over the bar.
Well, it is kind of scary. There's some unique athletes, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. A new appreciation is what I found for pole vaulters once I tried it that one time, and that was enough for me. So as a coach, how do you know when somebody has it? How do you know when you look at a young athlete that they have the potential maybe to be an Olympian?
Well, you know, firstly, did they pass the eye test? You know, the physical makeup of it, you know, the height, the muscular build, you know, depending on what event you're looking at. And then their personality also. Then you look at, you know, what kind of performances they can do. You do some testing. And, you know, you kind of judge from their testing and that, you know, potential and so forth. And then those are the things I look at. And then, again, like I said, also the personality and talking to them.
For you, who was... Maybe there might be a couple of them. Who are the greatest athletes that you coached that you just knew they had something and they were either going to just bust it out at the collegiate level or, who knows, maybe go further or become coaches themselves?
I've had some that have, you know, elite level that have actually gone on and played in the NFL that I coached at the high school ranks and the college ranks. I was fortunate enough to have another world-class athlete that, you know, finished in the second in the nation back in 1996 in the 100 meters and actually second in 200 meters and third in the 100 meters. And then, you know, had other athletes that, like I said, have gone on to play in NFL that ran track for me also.
Wow. Well, you can't keep that secret. Who are some of the NFL guys?
Well, one of them is Ryan Motes.
Wow.
I coached him in high school. Yeah. He was running back at the Louisiana Tech, like a third-round draft pick, uh-huh. with the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Kevin Mathis. I coached at East Texas State, which is now Texas A&M Commerce. Now, he was a free agent, but he ran an incredible 4.19 40 for the Cowboys at a testing.
Wow.
He was incredibly fast. And then a guy by the name of James Epps, and he was from a family that had tremendous athletic ability. I think it was his uncle played in the NFL. Philip Epps was a receiver for the Packers and stuff. This guy long jumped for us for 5 meets after football. He qualified. He automatic for the Olympic trials in 96.
Wow. And there's such a need. Yeah, there's such a need for speed in the NFL.
Right. Really
almost in any position. I always say this, right, Coach, to anybody. When I covered the Cowboys, especially when I would go down at the end of the game and be on the field, that's where somebody who didn't play football, you get a sense of what it really takes because of the speed. You can't really, I don't think you can really see that on TV or high up,
right,
in a press box. But when you're there on the field, it's a whole different thing. When you're able to get that extra gas, and we see that, I think, and you can tell me because you're the coach, but when you look at Ezekiel Elliott, to me, he has that speed, doesn't he?
Absolutely he does. In high school up in Missouri, he was a four-event state champion. He was a state champion in the hurdles, both hurdle events, 100, 10 hurdles and the 300 hurdles, and the 100 meters and 200 meters. So when you see him, running with the ball and he goes up and hurdles a guy, you really look at it, his technique's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be doing that with a football, and then trying to avoid somebody. But, he's tremendously gifted. You can see his track background in him when he runs with a football.
Yeah. We want to tell people, too, if they want to get tickets to the indoor track and field event that's going to be at the Star, at the Ford Center, at the Star in Frisco, can you imagine? Everybody keeps asking me, what does it look like? Show me some pictures of it.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. They can get it at Ticketmaster is an easy way to go and find it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Ticketmaster, and it will be under Dunamis. You just put plug in Dunamis. It's Dunamis, and it'll pull it up. The tickets went on sale January 6th. They are currently on sale now. There's three different days. You can do a two-day pass or a one-day pass. The three-day event, but you can do it as a two-day pass if you like. And you can go ahead and do all 3 days if you like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's just going to be absolutely tremendous. I love the idea, too, of the pole vaulting. I think, and as you said, these are going to be pros, so to watch that will be absolutely something. Hey, so if I were to run a 40 against you, how badly would you beat me?
Me? I'm an old guy now. My fast pitch muscle fibers are gone now. I can coach them all, but if I did something that might be 10 meters, I'd probably be in traction after that.
Very funny. All right, Coach, we'll see you out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.